honey, you know, that silk weave, it was from a lady.
Yeah, well, we're looking for a specific word. Do you know what tonic water is for mixing drinks?
Can you think of it?
You know another word
like
for
some people, you may have heard these kind of crude terms.
Tonic water for mixing drinks?
Yeah, like you have if you have gin, you know, tonic water is a gin and tonic. What's another word for tonic water?
You might be saying just very casual.
Quinine.
There we go.
That's what you're saying. Yeah, they should give quinine, too.
Something that is maybe a little more casual.
Somebody who is no longer living, you say he...
Dead.
What are different expressions that you might use to say what happened to him?
He passed away.
Wait till the
Can you think of any, like some people you maybe have heard these kind of crude terms for somebody who is no longer living, you say he, instead of saying necessarily that he died, you say, oh, he, you might be saying just very casually,
he passed away,
something that is maybe a little more casual than that. Oh, the old Codgery Britain.
Died.
This is a real cheerful section.
I think when you'd be saying this, or you might hear somebody saying this almost kind of laughingly.
Stones in it were the buried.
Oh, the old Cootie went and
died.
I was thinking about kick the bucket or something like that. Can you think of any other kind of just joking ways of saying it?
That
would be the only difference.
Would you call? What would you call?
What happened to him? You said, "Well, I don't know what he."
It was family cemetery.
I said, well, was he sick with something, or was
not
it an accident? You said, "I don't know what he."
Would you make any difference in the name that you use for the size of it? If it's a great big one. Or if it's just a small little
tree. This is a real cheerful section. What do you call that area that has all the stones in it with the buried people?
Why don't you just let this one run out and start a new section
with that? Cemetery.
Okay, any other words?
Graveyard.
That square thing that they put people in.
Is there any
difference?
Okay, is there any difference between a public one or a private one you like in somebody's private one?
Well, it's just somebody owned that private one. That would be the only difference.
Would you call it, what would you call it if it were on somebody's own farmland, sort of thing, their own property?
It was family cemetery.